فقد أمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عدد قاسم محمد
صلى محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من عامر وكيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون صلوات
صلى الله محمد وعلى محمد.
Today is the day of Friday, Rub al-Jum'ah, the day of Imam al-Azhar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The day of blessing, the day of bounties, the day of dua, the day of congregation, the day of unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower all of His bounties upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our tawfiqat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of Imam Zaman.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Our today's topic is again one of the favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is also the first ayah of Surah Teen, chapter number 95, and verse number 1. Wat-teen wa-zaytoon. So teen, in our language that is anjeer, in English fig. And zaytoon that is olive. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, buy the fig and buy the olive. Yani Allah ne ye do fruit or maybe itne important hai ki Allah ne inki kasam khayi hai. So the importance of these two fruits and many, many benefits. And these are important, and native areas and native countries from where these fruits were started are also from Middle East or Asian territories. So let's explore what is in this fruit and what kind of benefit we can get. So something that worth to be mentioned in Quran, and not only the mention, but Allah says, buy the fig. Mujhe kasam hai anjeer ki aur kasam hai zaitun ki. So what is in this fruit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us as our food, as one of His bounties. The first thing that is Allah has provided in this fruit, that is vitamins. So vitamin A, vitamin B1 and vitamin B2 are present in this fruit. Number two, the different minerals which are also very, very important for our body requirement, like calcium, like iron, like phosphorus, like magnesium, like sodium and potassium and chlorine. So all these minerals are also present in this fig. But the other important thing that is in this fruit, so that provide us fiber that is good for our digestive system. So anyone who will use anjeer on regular basis, because fresh fruit is present only for few days or few months, but dry fruit is available throughout the year. So why not we should get maximum benefit from this fruit? This fruit should be part and parcel of our food. The first benefit we can get from this fruit, that is prevention of constipation. Jin logon ko kabz ho jati hai. So if they take 3 fig every day, and the best way to use this fig is, especially when these are dry, so one should soak, wash the figs and then soak into the water throughout the night, whole night, and the first thing, early in the morning, the first thing that should be taken that are these 3 figs. By eating 3 figs, you will provide 5 grams of fiber to your body, to your digestive system, and that is sufficient for your digestive system to work properly. So this is the first benefit. Anyone, and usually, especially those people who are using a lot of meat, especially the red meat. So the meat, provides the constipation or increase the possibility of constipation. So those people who are using regularly, especially the red meat, so they and everybody we need to use these fruits. The first benefit is we can prevent the constipation by use of figs. Number two, especially these days, our lifestyle, we are not doing a lot of physical work. So we are eating, we are giving in the calories, but we are not consuming those calories properly. So especially those people who were farmer, or in olden days people were doing a lot of physical work, or they were doing a lot of exercises. They were using whatever they were eating in the form of calories, so they were consuming those calories. But as we are not working hard, we are not consuming the calories, so that will be added, that will be stored in our body, and ultimately the people becomes obese. So they increase their weight. So if we use these figs regularly, then we can reduce the weight. So the other benefit of using figs is we can maintain our, we can reduce our weight. But one important thing, those people who want to increase their weight, they should use these figs with milk. So as I told you, whole night they should soak these figs into the milk, and early in the morning they should eat these figs and the milk as well. They drink milk as well. So that thing will increase their weight. Those people who want to put on weight, so they can use figs with milk. And those people who want to reduce their weight, they have to use figs with water. Number three, And these days we have a lot of problems, especially the increase in cholesterol. And when cholesterol is high in our, especially the HDL part of cholesterol, when that is high, so at that time blockage of vessels and ultimately different coronary diseases and the heart problems people are facing. So anyone who will use the figs on regular basis, because this fig fruit, this has an element that is called pectin. Pectin is soluble fiber. So the people, when they are using figs, so this pectin is removing the globules of cholesterol from the vessels and from the digestive system of the people. So the other benefit, the third benefit, that is use of fig can lower the level of cholesterol in our body, and in this way we can protect ourselves from different heart problems and coronary problems. Number four, dried figs contain phenols, omega-3 and omega-6. Omega, phenol and omega-3 and omega-6, these are fatty acids. And these fatty acids, they also reduce the risk of heart problems. So pectin is helpful to remove cholesterol from the body, and at the same time different fatty acids like phenol or omega-3 or omega-6, usually people are taking as supplement in the form of tablet and these things. So why not, instead of taking supplements and the tablets and the capsule, why not we have to use fruits? And these fruits have all these things which are helpful for our heart problem and the coronary diseases. Number five, especially those people who use in Europe and America, the rate of colon cancer or the digestive large intestine cancer, so that rate is high in these areas. So fig is something that can also help to protect the cancer of colon. And the next benefit of this fruit is prevention from the breast cancer, which is also good for the ladies as well. So they can use this fruit to protect the problem of breast cancer. The next benefit, that is, those people who are diabetic, if they use the leaves of fig tree, so by use of, and research has been done in America as well, so by use of leaves, fig leaves, reduce the amount of insulin. Because when we say someone has sugar, it means the amount of insulin. So that is less, and people are taking insulin from outside to work properly his pancreas. So this fig leaves, when people are using, actually the leaves, they will put into the water, and by after boiling they have to take the water. They should drink the water, so reduce the insulin factor. And also, as I told you, there are minerals, different 6-7 minerals are in the fig. One of them is potassium, and potassium helps to control the sugar. So those people, as I told you last week, pomegranate is also helpful for hemorrhoid and also the diabetes, lower the sugar. And this fruit is also helpful, especially the leaves of fig are also helpful to reduce the diabetes, especially the type 2. The next benefit of fig is those people who are having high blood pressure, hypertension. So fig is helpful to reduce the blood pressure. Why people are having hypertension or high blood pressure, especially when sodium, that is a mineral, that is an element, when sodium is high in the body, and usually the salt, the daily salt we are eating, that salt is sodium chloride. So as we are eating more salt, we are giving more sodium in our body. And this sodium increases the blood pressure. And as potassium is present in fig, and the nature of this fruit is alkaline nature. So when we are using fig, automatically potassium is going in our body, and this potassium is reducing the blood pressure. And next point, that is people when they are sexually weak, by the use of these figs, so they can improve this power. The next point is, as I told you, another mineral, that is calcium. Calcium is present in milk, and that is also present in fig as well. So those people who are using fig on regular basis, they are also empowering their bones, their structure, their skeleton. And the next benefit of this fig is, especially in old age, people, they lost their vision, they lost their sight. This fig has mucilage, and that is helpful to stop the degeneration, macular degeneration into the eye. So that is helpful to maintain the vision as well, especially in the old age. And especially when people, they are having flu, are having sore throat. So due to the mucilage that is present into fig, this is also helpful for the sore throat, those people who are having asthma. So that is good for them, having fever or earache or the boils on the body. So for all these things, fig is helpful. Especially nowadays, there is another science of treatment of different diseases, and that is based on pH. So the different books are also available, Miracle of pH. So pH is actually the hydrogen ion concentration. And when hydrogen ions are more, acidity is more in our body. And the other, that is OH ion, hydroxyl ion. So both hydrogen ion and hydroxyl ion, both when they meet with each other, so they form water. Or water is not acidic, not the alkaline. So that is in the middle. So with the help of, when we reduce the hydrogen ion in our body, automatically that acidic part of our body become less in our body, and then for oxidation and to maintain the function, regular function of different organs, that is helpful. So fig is also something that is regulate the pH of the body. So when different things are becoming acidic, so figs bring them towards the neutral side. And actually, when we measure the pH, so that starts from 1 to 14. So 7 is the middle. So under 7 or below 7, so that side is from 1 to 7, that is acidic side. And above 7, that is the alcoholic side. So this fig is helpful to maintain the pH of the body, or to keep it the neutral, not acidic, not alkaline. So there are different benefits of this fruit. So why not we should get benefit? So Allah ki ek ne'mat hai, anjeer ki surat mein, Allah Ta'ala ne jiski Quran mein kasam khai hai, to hume koshish karna chahiye ke kam az kam jo hai wo 3 anjeer jo hai wo har roz insaan agar khaye to uski sehat ke liye, uske wazan ke liye, uske dil ke liye, blood pressure ke liye, har cheez ke hawale se jo hai ek behtareen ghiza bhi hai, ek behtareen Allah ki ne'mat bhi hai, aur hame isse fayda uthana chahiye. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma laka al-hamd, madiya al-samawati wal-arv, dhal jalali wal-ikram, rabb al-arbab. Wa ilaha kulli ma'luhim wa khalika kulli makhluk. ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم عجل ظهوره إنه يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
نسيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, for the people, he will not come back again. Opportunity will not be given to you again. We are moving in a circle and we will not have second chance to come back. So whatever we can do, whatever we can ensure ourselves for our future, so this is the time, this is the opportunity. And as a believer, as a mu'min, the minimum requirement from us is all those who are aqil, who are baligh, the minimum requirement is we have to perform wajibat and we should stay away from muharramat, from haram. This is the minimum requirement. But those people who want to go ahead, those people who want to be included among saliheen, among muttaqeen, among muqarrabeen, so then they need to do a lot of mustahabbat. Because all those who are performing wajibat and avoiding from haram, they are just like slaves. But if someone says that he is lower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he had to show his emotion, his devotion, his love, his sympathy, his sacrifice for Allah. And that is in the form of mustahabbat, something that is not wajib, but still in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are performing a lot of things, a lot of efforts, they are really those people who must be appreciated. The days of Hajj, those people are lucky who are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these days they are guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful are those tongues who are saying these days, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk. But this Labbaik and La Sharika Laka Labbaik, O Allah, whenever you will call me, always I am going to say yes. I will never say no. Because I only and only love you, and there is no one to who I am going to worship, or going to love, or going to be obedient. So this is only and only you. And Allah is not only in Makkah or Medina. Allah is everywhere. And we all are under test, under trial, how sincere we are with our Lord. Yes, once in the life, Hajj is wajib. We all should try our best. At least once in our life, we have to see that beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very closely. But those people who had performed 4 Hajj, after 4th Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating an angel who rest of the life of that person is performing Hajj on his behalf. And the reward will be given to the person who has completed 4 Hajj. So one is wajib, but rest is mustahab. And that mustahab is when after 1st Hajj people are going again and again for ziyarat of Baytullah, for ziyarat of Rasulullah, that reflects that people they love Allah, people they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the great companion like Hazrat Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, who was also killed by different tyrant rulers, and 5th of Zilhajj is the day of Shahadat of Hazrat Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari. Our sincere attributes are for that great companion of Rasulullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
For whom Rasulullah said, no one is on the earth who is more truthful than Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari. The true, the sincere follower of Rasulullah. Throughout his life, he told the people, he showed the people that how the people should be obedient to Rasulullah. What is the loyalty towards Rasulullah? When someone is saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, what is the actual meaning of that Rasulullah? And today, 7th of Zilhajj, is the day of Shahadat of our 5th Imam, Imam Muhammad. Who was poisoned by Hashim bin Abdul Malik, one of Umayyad ruler. But this Imam, who spread the knowledge throughout the world, who served the mankind, one of his saying from Usul-e Kafi, Imam al-Islam said, Sharrikan wa gharriban fala tajidani ilman sahiyan illa shayan kharaja min indina ahlal bayt. Imam al-Salam said, if you go and search and visit east and west throughout the world, wherever you will find the righteous knowledge, the perfect knowledge, the best of the knowledge, useful knowledge, that knowledge has been provided by us Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
As Prophet said, ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. So likewise Imam Baqir alayhi salam is saying, wherever there is the perfect knowledge, the useful knowledge, that has been provided by us Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam. And that is also showing these great personality, these imams, these leaders, they are source of knowledge. And anyone who is willing to seek knowledge must come on their door, must love them, must be student of them, must have affiliation with them, and then they can get the best of the knowledge from the gate of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam. In another saying, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, man amila man amila bima ya'lam allamahu Allahu ma lam ya'lam man amila bima ya'lam. Anyone who has some knowledge and he has acting on his knowledge, because maybe most of us, we have a lot of knowledge, but we are not following the knowledge. We are not getting benefit from the knowledge. For example, all of us, we know how to pray namaz. So are we punctual, are we regular with the perfection of salah? Are we performing that namaz with that perfection? Maybe not. So we are having knowledge, but we are not following that knowledge. We are not acting on that knowledge. So that's why Imam al-Salam said, man amila bima ya'lam. Anyone who has the knowledge and then he acted upon on his knowledge, he followed the rules and regulation of that knowledge. Allahu ma lam ya'lam. So then it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge he has not about something, Allah will provide him that knowledge.
Mashallah.
It means anyone who has little knowledge, and if he or she will follow his knowledge, his skill, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more knowledge, will help him to improve his knowledge, will help him to improve his skills. So that's why those people who are getting some certificate and then they are working, or with their experience, with their work, they are improving their knowledge and their skills. And how they are improving? Actually, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is inspiring them, who is helping them, who is giving them ideas. How these scientists are giving you the new theories, or how these people are developing new technologies. So this is by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not for mushrik and kafir or anyone who is putting his effort. Anyone who has little knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to help them. But those who are believers, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who love Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. So definitely they are under the shadow of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anybody else. But if the follower of all that, they are not going towards knowledge, they are not going towards education and skills and sciences, they are not going towards Quran and the sciences of Quran, so then how could we expect we Muslims should be among the philosophers, we Muslims should be among the scientists? If you calculate those people who got Nobel Prize of different sciences and different services, how many are Muslim among them? In the world, if Muslims are only few, are not at all, so that reflects that we Muslims, where we are standing among the mankind on the earth. And as a follower of علي بن ابي طالب and
Salam.
We need to come towards knowledge. We need to come towards research. We need to come towards improvement of all the skills. And then we can serve the mankind. Then we will be able to develop that technology which will help the people. And when you are able to help the people financially and technology-wise, at that time people will be able to listen to you. Then they will believe, yes, Islam has something to say. Muslims have something to say. So Islam, that is the knowledge, religion of knowledge. Islam, that is the religion of research. We Muslims, we never become true followers. We never try to be true friend of knowledge and education and skills, so that in this way we should be able to help mankind. And in this way we should be able to increase the quality of our worship. What do you think? Anyone who is a scientist and day and night he is in the laboratory, I personally believe his worship, his level of worship is greater than anybody else who is staying whole night and saying Namaz Nafla. Because whatever the product he is bringing, that is helping the mankind. So anyone who is having good intention to get knowledge from Allah, to serve the mankind, creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this person is doing a great service, a great worship. So today, the day of Imam Muhammad Baqir al-Islam, let us promise, let us decide that we will strive for knowledge. We will open those institutions which will provide the knowledge to the people. We will help those people who are striving for knowledge, so that tomorrow they should be someone should be able to help the mankind. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiq to be pilgrims of His house and the house of His beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is in the Quran, Rabbi Zadni Ilma, Allah, increase our knowledge, increase our skills, increase our capability to get more and more knowledge, and in this way we should be able to help the mankind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْهَا إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.
اللهم صل على محمد.